Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 110, entitled Daniel's Humble Interpretation. I wrote earlier today, which was yesterday, about the importance of awareness of spiritual warfare. It was of God, and I deviated from the book of Daniel, which I had just begun to read. But after I had finished writing, I asked God to confirm that what I have given to you was of Him. Then I went to read the beginning of the book of Daniel again. Let me help you discern that it is of God. King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that, even though he could not recall it, troubled him greatly, so much so that he could not sleep, leading him to call the magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, and the Chaldeans to not only interpret the dream, but to tell him of what he dreamt. This is where God will prove that people don't care whether the prophecies that are given to them are true at times, but that it is pleasant to their itching ears. Because these false prophets had no power and authority, neither did they know God. Just as you see today, they needed to be cognizant of portions of the dream to be able to rest their words. They begged King Nebuchadnezzar to tell them the dream so that they could interpret it. He had threatened to kill all of them. Listen to how he exposed them. The king said, "If you will not reveal to me the content of the dream, there is but one sentence for you. For you have already prepared lying and corrupt words, and you have agreed together to speak them before me, hoping to delay your execution until the situation is changed. Therefore, tell me the dream first, and then I will know with confidence that you can give me its interpretation." And that's Daniel chapter 2, verses 9 of the Amplified Version. Now, I want to make you aware that Daniel, along with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, was not aware of what was going on because they were separated from the false prophets, set apart. Not only this, but if you pay attention, you will recognize that the anointed of God is usually the last to be called upon to provide a divine answer, no matter the situation or circumstance. The prognosticators confessed that they were not capable, nor were they endowed with mystic, supernaturally dark abilities. The Chaldeans answered the king and said, now listen closely, "There is not a man on earth who can tell the king this matter, for no king, lord, or ruler has ever asked such a thing as this of any magician or enchanter or Chaldean. Furthermore, what the king demands is an unusual and difficult thing indeed. No one except the gods can reveal it to the king, and their dwelling is not with mortal flesh." And that's Daniel chapter 2, verses 10 through 11 of the Amplified Version. Let me interject why the Lord has me tell you often that the spirit bears witness to the flesh. That no matter who you are, you know that God is. Even Paul stated, "For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, Him declare I unto you. Acts chapter 17, verse 23 of the King James Version. The king had allowed the lies to boost his ego and self-esteem, and in his self-pride, he was well aware that their words and actions were not of the one true God. Then Daniel, with wisdom and discretion, asked that he be allowed to inquire of God. After he was made aware of the king's intent to murder every one of them, including him and his friends. With practicality and through enlightenment, Daniel knew that he needed to seek God and not him alone, and why we are told to never forsake the assembling of the saints, confirming why the disciples were sent out in pairs at the least. Let me drop this in your spirit. What I just read in an article confirms why God made Eve a helpmeet for Adam, to complete him. Did you get that? This is why he referred to her as bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. But I digress. Daniel and his brothers sought God's mercies and his compassion together. Now, as I explained yesterday, secondary to the pride of man, everyone worships other men and themselves, even those who claim to be of God. But listen to Daniel carefully, how he praised and magnified the Lord. Daniel answered, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and power belongs to him. It is he who changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and greater knowledge to those who have understanding. It is he who reveals the profound and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness." And pay attention, the light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers, for you have given me wisdom and power. Even now you have made known to me what we requested of you. For you have made known to us the solution to the king's matter. Daniel chapter 2, verses 20 through 23 of the Amplified Version. To reinforce how easy it is for us to want to exalt ourselves, pay attention to what the guard states after Daniel requests to see the king, to give him the answers that he desired. Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste and said thus unto him, "I have found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation." Daniel 2, verse 25 of the King James Version. Now he favored Daniel and may have meant no harm, but this is done often. People take accountability for others' accomplishments, including God, to be favored by man. The first thing that Daniel did when he answered the king was to not only acknowledge God, but to make him aware that God allowed Nebuchadnezzar to see what would happen in the end times. This should not be taken lightly. God revealed undisclosed prophecies to him. It confirms why Nebuchadnezzar was so angry and willing to take such drastic measures. His inner man was aware that he could not, or that what he could not remember was significant. You can continue to read chapter 2 at your leisure. I just wanted to confirm the word of the Lord to me as he allows me to share it with you. Always coming from a place of love, thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.